Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Kids with guns. Kids with guns. Taken over by one belong.
Should you let your children play with toy guns? Niamh O'Reilly is a freelance journalist. Niamh is with me on the line today because, Niamh, you have been writing about this in the Irish Independent. Should parents let their children play with toy guns?
Hey, Andrea. Yeah, look, it's a tricky one. I think parents have kind of different views on it. Some parents don't mind it at all, and some parents maybe feel very strongly, look, I don't want my little kids playing with guns. I think the reassuring thing is that from, you know, the expert's point of view, there really isn't like a big body of data or research or anything out there to suggest that kids playing with toy guns is harmful or dangerous in any way. And in fact, it's a really, really normal part of their developmental play. And even if you as a parent say, look, I'm not comfortable with you playing with a toy gun, the likelihood is they're going to make it out of something else, a banana, a crust of toast, a stick, their finger, whatever they can find. And they're going to engage in this kind of role play anyway. And for the kids, it's not really about the toy gun. It's about the roles that they're playing and what they're kind of learning from that. So I think, you know, even as a parent myself, I don't really mind my kids playing with toy guns. Like, I did have a niggle about it, like, I won't lie. But I just find like it's more my perception of a toy gun that is the problem, because when I look at, you know, kids maybe having very realistic looking ones, and I'm talking about like, I'm not talking about like Nerf guns or water pistols. I'm talking about this kind of metal, die-cast, realistic, almost cowboy-looking guns. I think they're the ones that give parents a bit of, oh, they look very real. Should they be playing with those? And like, even though we don't have a gun culture here, thankfully, we don't have, you know, anything like school shootings, nothing like that. You can't ignore those headlines you see around the world. And you know, when you see little kids playing with realistic toy guns, for a second, you can go, ooh, should they be doing this? But I think it's reassuring to know it's actually fine. Like, well, you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, like I'm conscious, Niamh, a lot of our listeners, I mean, you know, they're fine, upstanding, very normal, you know, very normal people who probably spent most of their childhood playing cops and robbers or cowboys and Indians or whatever they do. Like, I would have thought the likes of your maybe Grand Theft Auto or Call of Duty or any of the kind of more combat video games would have actually been a far worse experience for a young child than, you know, turning a banana into some kind of gun.
Absolutely. And I think there probably is more research out there to suggest that young kids being exposed to those sorts of, you know, super violent games too early has a detrimental effect rather than playing with a toy gun. Because as I said, it's more about the play. It's not really like they don't place the same value on a toy gun kind of as we do. So I think maybe it's parents' perceptions around guns. And look, times have changed. Like, when I'm a child of the 80s, early 90s, like every single one of us had that toy, you know, metal gun set. I think I even had handcuffs. I probably had one of those toy knives where, like, you would pretend to stab someone and the blade would go into the handle. You know, we had all sorts of, you know, weapon toys, and, you know, very few of us grew up to be, violent, dangerous criminals.
I'm going to chat to some listeners about this. A lot of people actually getting in touch, as you can probably imagine. 1800 453 106 is the number. But why did you decide, Niamh, to talk to parents about this?
I suppose it's something that, like, my kids are 6 and 8, and we were in a toy shop recently enough, and I think they'd been given vouchers for their birthday. So they had carte blanche, you know, within their budget to buy what they wanted. And they both gravitated really for the first time towards these very realistic looking metal, like, cowboy guns. They were kind of cap guns, so they don't shoot anything out, but they make a really realistic kind of noise, and a little bit kind of smoke comes out of them. So I said, grand, that's fine, we'll get those. But a part of me just, when they were playing with them and kind of shooting each other, I just for a second thought, ooh, is this okay? And like, you know, the rational side of me knew it was fine. And like, I had a gun exactly like that as a child. But I think it's something parents maybe struggle with, you know, a little bit today. And it can differ. You know, you can have a friend who has a completely different point of view on toy guns than you do. And sometimes there can be clashes, you know.
Within the friend
if
group
a kid
about
is over
this.
On a play date, right. You know, and they say, well, my mummy or daddy don't let me play with toy guns.
Yeah,
you know,
so but all of a sudden you go to Andrea's and it's, yeah, it's gun,
and
guns galore.
You can go bananas. Yeah.
Stephanie Rowan is joining us too, Niamh. Stephanie, of course, from the News Talk newsroom here. You faced backlash about this, Stephanie, before.
Yeah, so last Christmas, I have a six-year-old son and I have a three-year-old girl, and last Christmas when he was five, he asked for a gun from Santa, and I was out for dinner chatting to one of my girlfriends, and she said, oh, what's Santa bringing, Jack? And I said, oh, a gun. I got the and really? And I was like, yeah. And she said, oh, I wouldn't do that now myself. And so the mom guilt then came in. I was like, really?
So she was surprised that you were allowing that, you know, that you were going to allow Jack to ask Santy for the gun, that she was thinking that you should have stopped him from asking Santy in the letter.
Exactly. She was just like, are you sure that's appropriate? I mean, he's only five. And I think, like what Mee said, you know, she's a really good friend of mine, but she was thinking very darkly, oh, a gun for a five-year-old. And I initially I was the same. And then, you know, the mum guilt, I was like, oh, I've been mummy shamed. Oh, great. I can't ask her for a gun now. Great. The mum shame, it's crept in. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? Kids just don't see the world in the dark way that we see the world. He just wanted to be out with his mates on the road. We live in a housing estate. They all have Nerf guns. He wanted a Nerf gun. He's actually since then won a raffle in France and got a really dangerous looking rifle. But again,
right.
I was like, Do you know what? He's not seeing it the way I'm seeing. I mean,
but sure, it's a toy. It's all in the name. It's a toy gun.
But I mean, he went off to school this morning dressed as a creeper from Minecraft. And I'm pretty sure they kill people and blow up bombs, you know. And again, that's not what he just sees it as the fun thing from Minecraft, and he's gone off delighted with himself. And I just was like, you know what, I'm seeing the world really darkly because I do, and he just doesn't see it that way. And even, for example, you know, the way it's Halloween at the moment, I actually don't like Halloween because I've been at so many crime scenes because I've been in court so
much.
And just the idea of dressing with a dead person and just skeletons and all of that, it actually used to really upset me. And then cue having two kids. And it's just completely different. They do not see the darkness that I see in Halloween. I mean, my front garden now is covered in tombstones. There's a skeleton tied up with a handcuff. And if you had said that to me a few years ago, I'd be like, oh, that's just horrible. But they just don't see the world the way I see it. And like, I'm just trying to preserve that. They see it way more innocently. And I don't want them to see the darkness, because there's plenty of time to see all of that.
There's a listener here makes the point, we all played with the toy guns when we were kids. There was no harm in it. Maybe parents nowadays are just trying to, or they're making kids soft. I don't know,
I think we've too much information. I just, like, my mum always says that to me. I'm just like, I always say to my mum, oh God, it was much harder for you. And she's like, in a way it was much easier. She's like, we didn't have all these books. We didn't have all this psychoanalyst. We just did what we did and went by our instincts. And I think sometimes as a mom, you lose your gut instincts because there's so much information available to you online. And then you're like, oh, maybe it is a bad thing. There are school shootings in America, which are clearly horrendous. But again, my six-year-old boy and my three-year-old girl, they don't see that. They just see having fun with their friends. And also, he's turning into the age where he's now starting to ask about video games. I would much rather him playing on the road with a toy gun than sitting playing video games for hours.
Yeah, fair point. Siobhan O'Neill White from mams.ie is with us here too, Stephanie. Do you think parents, do you let your kids have toy guns?
No. No.
Hard
Nerf guns. Nerf guns, yeah, because that's just they're playing. And they're playing outside and it's, you know, it's not dangerous. I don't like them. I don't like looking at little kids holding guns. I don't like tweens and teens holding guns. I just don't like it. And you know, yeah, when I was a kid, we had toy guns and we had the handcuffs. We had all that rubbish. And listen, we played with it and it was grand. But my mom also smoked 20 Rotmans every day around the house. And that's not something that I want to bring forward into my parenting. So my gut, personally, me, is absolutely no. I really, really, really don't like them. Even though I understand the children are small and it's quite innocent, they won't stay innocent for a long time. They're only innocent when they're small. And just looking at them holding guns and pointing guns. And, you know, my children are, they're not particularly interested in politics or anything like that, but they do hear things. And they hear about school shootings. And they hear about, there is a lot more guns in Ireland now than there was when I was a child. You'd never hear there was a person shot in Dublin. You would never hear that when I was a child. But now, we're getting somebody was shot, somebody was stabbed. There's much more violent crime now in Ireland than there was. So I just don't like the idea of handing a gun to a five-year-old so they can pretend to shoot somebody. I understand it's play. I understand that, you know, it's not, they're not causing any harm. And I love to see kids out playing. I'm very much encourage my kids to get outside and play and all that. But I just don't like it. It gives me the ick. I just don't like it.
Do you agree with that? Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw is with us as well. Did you let your four boys play with toy guns, Lisa?
Hi, Andrea. Yes, I did. My four boys, now they're a little bit older. They're 10, 11, 12 and a half and 14. So they've gone out of that phase. And that's exactly what I would call it, a phase. Some of them were into it. Some of them weren't. I never kind of did a deep dive onto what was the background to it. I would be more of the opinion of children or children, let them play with whatever. You know, because there's obviously, you know, a difference between toy guns and these realistic kind of BB guns and all that kind of stuff. That's a different story. I'm talking about walking into Smith's and getting your Nerf gun or your, you know, your cowboy set. I had one boy that was mad into cowboy sets. Now they're a little bit older, I'd be nearly more concerned the four of them are walking in with Hurleys every day into school. They'd be more of a weapon than the toy gun they could buy, you know, at Smith's or the toy store or whatever. I do think it is a phase. We're all so bombarded with everything going on in the world and gun culture, which thankfully we don't have here. I know we have a violent crime, but you still have to bring it down to their children. This is like, you know, out of the four boys, you might have two or three of them that were into guns, but another fella be into Lego. You know, like, are we going to take the Lego off him because he makes the Lego into a gun? You know, it's just, let children be children.
Yeah.
I do understand. If that's your point of view, when you don't want them to play with guns whatsoever, absolutely, your house, your rules. You do what you need
but
to
you
do.
But you don't see anything wrong with it. No. And Siobhan, go back for a moment, because the Nerf gun has been mentioned a few times, right? And I've been looking at photos of it online. Like, sure, that's as much of a toy gun as the next one, is it not?
No, it really isn't. Like, the difference between, you know, a gun that looks like something out of, you know, Call of Duty or one of those realistic looking guns, that's a gun they're holding and they're shooting somebody and it's like, bang, bang, you're dead and the person falls down. I understand the play. But the Nerf gun is something that, you know, it's a real fun activity because, like parents, we get involved in everything and we have the Nerf guns and you're hiding and you're trying to, you know, get each other and they're only little foam things. So I think that's more of an activity play, whereas giving the child a gun that looks like a gun for them to pretend, shoot and kill somebody, I just don't like that at all. And I never did. And it's something that we didn't do with our four. And they never really asked for guns. And if they had have asked, I think I would have said no and steered them towards something else. They play with loads of different things. Last night, two of them were playing chess. They have a go-kart. They were out on that yesterday. They have a hoverboard. Mm. So there's loads of play going on. There's loads of play outside. And then when it's raining, they're doing chess and Scrabble and things like that inside. But the gun thing, it just... Because of the way the world is now, I just don't think the world is not as innocent as it was. And we may not have a gun culture in Ireland, but we have a lot more gun crime now than even 5-10 years ago. It's definitely something that has increased and people seem to have more access to guns. And that is really frightening. So I just don't personally like the idea of one of my kids holding a gun and bang, bang, you're dead. I just...
And what about, like, but I'm just trying to think about, like, will you let them watch movies? Like, I'm thinking of, say, or even, you know, TVs, like, thinking of Love, Hate or Kin or... Like,
God, no, no, no. They're too young for things like that now. No, like...
No, but as they get older, like, as they become the teenage...
Oh, as they get... Yeah, look, if my eldest is starting to look at The Sopranos...
Jeez, that
20.
Must be far worse.
No, no, he's 20 now.
Right.
But, yeah, no, no, he can... It's all right. But we're sitting down together and we're watching it. It's grand. But there's no way I'd let my 14-year-old look at that. You still have to parent. And even... You know, she wanted to go and see this really scary film, The Black Phone 2, and the cinema next week. And we were like, no, you're not going to see it because it's 18 and it's really scary.
And is there a fight about that? Like, would she put up, you know, are they looking to, she's looking to see it, she is.
Ah, yeah, she put up a bit of a fight until we said it's an 18 film. And then she kind of realised, oh, if it was 15, she might get away with it, but 18, no. So you still, look. I'm so happy when they're playing and they're baking and they're playing their games and they're creative and they're off. They're, you know, they're off their phones and their tablets. That makes me so happy. We try to encourage them to do loads of things like that. But the gun thing, no, it's just...
Do you?
And, you know, even my nieces and nephews, none of them do it. It's just not something that any of them do. And I don't know if that's our family. My dad was in the army and his friend was shot and killed in front of him in the Lebanon. So for us, you know, guns are not, they're not a good thing. They're
never
not,
a child,
not
never a toy to play with.
That's, yeah, so when, you know, when your dad comes home from the Lebanon with massive PTSD because his friend was shot and killed with a real gun, you're not going to want to go into the garden and go bang, bang, you're dead.
Yeah, just on that actually too, I see another listener making the point on that, you know, for some people who grew up during the Troubles in the North, children playing with guns can actually be quite uncomfortable and disconcerting as well, especially guns that look in any way like real guns. A lot of people feel here today, Niamh, that it's hypocritical to separate the Nerf gun from the toy gun. I wouldn't have thought there was a huge amount of difference, is there, Niamh?
I don't know. I think you see, even in the conversations that we're having now, like people place sort of values and feelings on real looking guns because of what's reflected and what's going on in the world and in terms of, you know, gun violence or experiences that they may have had, you know, growing up, as you mentioned, the Troubles and stuff like that. Whereas Nerf guns are sort of, they're very plasticky and they don't tend to look hugely realistic. And they shoot out these little sort of foam kind of bullets and stuff. And I think, as you know, someone was alluding to there, it's kind of like, you know, laser tag, or, you know, it is more of a running around kind of, you know, like a water pistol sort of thing. Whereas I think sometimes people, when they see kind of these kind of die cast cowboy style guns that look more realistic to them, I think in their minds, when it looks realistic, it does set off something, I think, in your mind sometimes, as opposed to looking at a very plasticky, fake-looking gun.
Well, just to go back on a point there, the number of people injured in gun attacks last year, this is figures from June of this year, the number of people injured last year, it's more than 90% down on the gang feud peak of the Celtic Tiger era as well. This listener makes the point, Lisa, you're still with us. Listener says, as a mum of a 10 and 14-year-old, I think people are too precious these days. There was nothing about this in the 80s when I grew up. Now in the toy shops, the cashier will actually ask me if it's okay for my son to buy a toy gun at the checkout. I find it totally ridiculous. Kids are kids. Just let them try to keep their innocence.
Yeah, I would kind of, I suppose, agree with that. I don't know if it's precious, I would call people. I think it's more, everyone is so conscious of being judged societally. You know, like, there's such an emphasis on, like, in social media and, like, you know, you can't, I'm on social media, I have my own mommy page on it. So you can't do wrong for right there. You know, no matter what you say is criticised, or if, you know, there's a backlash towards it. And it's basically, I would think of, you run your own house the way you want to run it. If that, you don't want any toy guns in your house, that is 100%.
That's your own decision, yeah.
That's your own decision. Well, you understand people with their PTSD and the people in, you know, the north of Ireland, they would, you know, completely, I can see that. But I'm speaking from my experience, a Kerry woman living in County Meath out in the countryside and having four lads and they're running around the place. And by the way, those Nerf guns can hurt. if you get hit.
Well,
by
it was actually two or three messages from people making that point. If you got hit by one in the face, you'd know all about it. My kids make their own guns with Legos, as this listener. I leave them alone with their imagination. Parents, stay out of the kids' games. Let the children with no parental, leave them off with no parental interference. And another listener making the point, I think it's more damaging for kids to listen to R&B music and eat takeaways every day than to play with toy guns. Maybe it's about time that people just copped on. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Lisa Sullivan Shaw there, Stephanie Rohan from the News Talk Newsroom, also Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist from The Independent, and Siobhan O'Neill White. Thanks a million for your time.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.